Police departments around the country are under pressure to diversify. In Oakland, California, the thinking is that police and community relations could also improve by increasing the number of cops who actually live in the city. From member station KQED, Tara Seiler reports.
Margaret Dixon is a fiery retired Oakland police officer who grew up in a rough part of this city of 400,000. These days, you can find her teaching community college classes, one of them on policing and community relations.
In order to grow your own, we got to recruit. Am I correct? Where do we recruit from? The community. If we're gonna grow.
After 25 years on Oakland's police force, Dixon uses her classes as a kind of recruiting ground to get more young people like Manuel Rodriguez to follow in her footsteps.
When did you first know that you wanted to be an Oakland police officer?
Even though people say bad things about Oakland, like Oakland made me, that made me into a better person.
Good. And I always say this to my Latino brown and sisters and brothers, that we need you. We need you so desperately.
The department is looking for more Latinos, but it's really looking to recruit more African Americans. Black officers make up less than 19% of the force, but are 28% of the population. Dixon says boosting the number of local recruits in Oakland would mean more officers in sync with the city. Right now, only 7% of Oakland's cops live in the community.
They understand the needs, and they're policing people that they already know.
But it's not easy becoming a cop. Oakland's department typically gets about 1,000 applications. Only 5% make it into the academy. Some face educational challenges, credit problems, even rap sheets. Dixon sees it as her job to get the best candidates over these hurdles.
The students who are serious about going into police work, we're going to get them and hold on to them.
In this class, only a handful of students want to be one of Oakland's 700-plus cops. And none of them is African American. Like in so many cities, Dixon says there's little trust of the police. There's a long history of aggressive policing in this city's black community, and for the last 12 years, this police department has been under federal court supervision. That history does seem to color the views of students like Tiara Allen.
I kind of lightweight trust the cop, but I don't trust the system itself.
And cops are too quick to use deadly force and should use more discretion, says student Dario Harper.
And I just think that officers should be held to a higher standard than us.
Dixon tells Harper that police don't always have the luxury of discretion.
You don't have but that much time to make a decision. You can't train an officer to second-guess stuff.
But some in this class aren't buying it. Until now, Javante Carlton, a lanky 19-year-old basketball player, has been sitting quietly in the back of the class.
So I feel like the excuse that you made, we don't know what this person has. Every officer is using that excuse constantly, and they're getting away with it. So
across the classroom, Salome Rodriguez-Marin, who does want to be an Oakland cop, says she's seen firsthand how the department's culture is starting to change.
So I think it's also our responsibility as a community to become educated so that we don't just go around saying, oh, well, I don't trust the police and I don't trust what we're doing. We're not doing anything. They are.
And change will come faster, says Dixon, if more Oaklanders step up and apply.
Don't tell me that you don't like who came to your door, but that's all we had. Don't tell me that the officer was insensitive because he didn't understand because you live where you live. I'm sorry. This is what we have. You be the change.
Of the 35 cadets who graduated from Oakland's last academy, 10 came from the community, and Dixon notes 4 of them came through her program. For NPR News, I'm Tara Seiler.